Crazy Captain Norm lashes out at all the experts. He threatens to go groupless. His take on the Wavy Boat's Instagram page. All this week on this episode of the Real Guy Podcast.
Clear the airways. The Lunker Dog is on the air.
Are you ready? This is the Real Guy Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Guy Podcast. This is yours truly, the Lunker Dog, Captain Jeff, along with crazy Captain Norm. Norm, thanks for coming in the Lunker Dog Studios. Great to have you this week.
It is great to be back here in the studio with you, Jeff. Run that dog.
Yeah, I like that. Started off with a run that dog.
Absolutely.
Instead of ended with a run that dog. You know, I was fishing yesterday.
Yep.
I'm out in the port. I got all these kids with me and everything. This giant boat comes out. Captain runs out and yells at the top of his lungs, run that dog, with his arms up in the air. And who is it? It's crazy Captain Norm. I look across the friggin', I look across the inlet, and I explain to the kids on the boat who it was, and they were totally infatuated. And they proceeded to catch about 10 barracudas, a dozen jacks.
Nice.
And the dad's got about an 80-pound tarpon.
Very nice.
So the goal of the trip was...
That's a success.
When we got everybody on the boat, once I learned they were from Utah, I said, what's the biggest fish everybody's caught? And they all told me. I says, our goal today is for everybody to get the biggest fish of their lifetime.
Nice.
A few barracudas, a couple jacks, and a barracuda did the trick. And the people from Utah all got giant fish.
And, you know, let me tell you something. That's the thing... That you and I, you know, when we take a trip, we take certain fish for granted. And we have to remind ourselves that a lot of our clients are people that maybe their biggest fish was a 3-pound walleye. All right. And, you know, so when they catch that 10-pound barracuda or they catch that jack or they catch that coo, you know, whatever it is, okay, in my world they catch a big bonita, you know to you and I it's like, all right, that's sort of like low-hanging fruit. That's the kind of fish that we just kind of take for granted. But at the same time, you know, that's a fish that pulls hard and it provided some great excitement. And the thing is, and what we have to remember is that when we take especially kids fishing,
right,
they're never going to remember the highest score in some video game that they got when they get older. But they are going to remember that time that they went fishing with Captain Jeff and they caught that big old nasty looking barracuda.
Right.
All
right.
And those are the memories that guys like you and I provide when we take people fishing. And I think that's the best part of what it is that we do.
It is, and it never gets old. It reminds you about the people that did it with you when you were a kid.
Right.
Constantly.
Right.
And it also makes you value those people more and more.
Right.
As the years go by.
Yeah.
But anyway, great experience.
Yep. But, you know, here's the thing. And what I can't stand is... Let's say I post a picture of a big bonita that this kid caught. And some bastard comes up and says, what, you couldn't catch anything better? Or even better, if you catch a bunch of dolphin and you're sporting the piss out of them.
Right.
And maybe they're not the biggest dolphin in the world.
Right.
And somebody says, are those even legal?
Oh, people love to do that.
Where in the hell... did all of these experts come from? Everybody's an expert. Everybody's got a... You know, I wonder if...
All right, do you want me to get into the question?
Yeah.
Because I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, they started off on the... it was AOL. AOL had the first fishing forum.
And chat rooms.
Yes. So it started there. So they became experts... starting with AOL chat.
Yeah.
Then it went to the forums, like the Florida Sportsman Forum.
Right, right.
Then we had a whole another bloom, a bloom of experts.
Yes.
And then with Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X.
Any one of those.
Now we really got a lot of experts.
Everybody's an expert. What the hell? And I mean, it's like, it's not just fishing. It's politics. It doesn't matter. You know, I just went on my Facebook page and I was looking at all of these groups Now they're called Facebook groups.
Right.
And all of these groups, every one of these groups, everybody's an expert in these groups. And I've realized that I've got to stop. I've got to start leaving these groups. I don't even know. I haven't counted it up, but I think I'm a member of like 24 groups.
Right.
I need to be a member of about 4.
You got to feng shui your group list.
I got to trim it down.
Right. You know what feng shui is?
Feng shui.
There's a whole book about it and everything. You got to clean your life out, dude.
You got to get rid of the toxicity.
Right.
The toxicity. Listen, I've dropped 81 pounds in the last year.
And then you picked it up in Facebook groups.
And I picked it up. Well, what I've realized is I took my blood pressure this morning. All right? And I was like, I don't know, 128 over 78. All right? And I was like, you know what? That's not bad. I've got to continue this path on keeping that blood pressure low. And in order for me to help do that, I'm going to start leaving all of these groups. I need to be a member of maybe 1 or 2 industry groups, and maybe that's about it.
You're going to stay with the saltwater fly fishing group.
I'm going to stay with the fly fishing stuff, but they got a lot of experts there too. They got experts from Idaho that are experts in saltwater fly fishing. Give me a freaking break.
Come on, Norm, don't be so negative. Fly fishermen are the best experts of all the experts.
I mean,
and if you don't think so, just ask them.
Go and look at I'll give you a perfect example of it. Yeah. I'll give you a perfect example of it. When that ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, all of the experts came out of the woodworks. Well, it must be the Russians. Oh, it must be the Chinese. Oh, it must be Joe Biden. Oh, it must be, you must be a Trump supporter. I mean, what the hell?
So somebody...
Everybody's an expert. And if you go to the next group, here's the perfect example of it. Have you ever seen that Wavy Boats page?
Yeah, I was on it the other day.
You were on it? You got on it? Or you were looking at it?
No, I was featured.
You were featured in a Wavy Boats?
As the dumb shit captain.
Nice.
So it was.
What did you do?
It was flat calm, incoming tide.
And you were drifting.
And I'm trolling out the inlet.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know, like an 80-foot Sunseeker goes by.
Oh, yeah. And
totally wakes the piss out of us.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And the guy put it on there. Yeah. And then all the people were like, oh, Lunker Dog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went along with the ride. I says, yeah, that captain needs to get his head out of his ass.
Yeah.
But all the experts, and there was a ton of them.
They're all experts.
Dude, there was a ton of them, right, that didn't know me from anybody. And they're all telling me what an idiot I was. So, but I let that go for a couple days before I posted, hey, the captain on again. But I thought it was funny. I didn't let it get to me, Norm.
Well, but that's just it, okay? And I just, it's just like, that's just, you know what that is, Jeff? It's toxicity. And people are just drawn. They almost need, they're like, the internet groups, Facebook groups, Instagram pages, they're all a magnet for drama queens. And everybody's an expert. When the guy snapped, the two conks captain snapped, all the internet experts came out. You had guys from Idaho that were chiming on this. All right? Tell me that you don't know what you're talking about without telling me that you don't know what you're talking about. All you have to do is post your opinion on one of these pages. And that's why Wavy is so is so polarizing. And that's why people love to go on these pages. And it's just like, it's just toxicity. At the end of the day, all I do is I go on this thing and I see people on boats treating their boats like they're carnival rides. People didn't used to do that like that, not to this extent, before these internet pages. And you see them, they're coming out the inlet and they're waving to the guy with the camera. And there's like 4 or 5 different cameras on the north and south jetties. And they're all doing the same damn thing.
All right.
And so this is their way to get IG famous. So I'm going to run up to the bow of this boat and stand up there like a fool and get my legs chopped out from underneath me so I can become IG famous.
less than norm.
And that's why guys like you get waked out when you're trying to fish through an area.
Well, dude, and they can have their fun, poking fun at it and so on and so forth. It doesn't really irritate me.
Yeah, but this is but what I'm driving at is, did we used to see 10 years ago, 15 years ago, before all these pages existed and all these internet experts were out there, did you see people acting the fool with their boats the way that they, as much as they do now?
No. Has anybody ever told you that boating is not for everybody?
Boats are stupid. No. And people on boats are more stupid.
But has anybody ever told you that boating is not for everybody?
Well, no, because they're all experts. Everybody's a captain. Everybody's an internet captain.
I was brought up in a school where my dad taught me that, hey, boating's not for everybody.
Right.
Okay, like my crazy Uncle Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him to death. You didn't want him out on the boat with you. All right?
Yeah.
And my dad explained to me, boating's not for everybody.
Right.
But the problem right now is everybody boats.
Yeah.
If they have a jet ski, they think they're a boater.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, the cops, the Coast Guard treats everybody kind of the same. How come a 100-footer has the same rules that my 20-foot skiff has?
Well, because that's just the way it is. Nobody delineates. Well, they tried to with the rules, but the problem is they can't cherry pick the rules. You can't put up a sign that says boats over 50 feet must go slow. They'll never pass a law like that.
They're gonna have to because
they're not going to.
Well, we're starting to kill each other out there.
Yeah. Well, fine. Some people should just. Listen, I'm the only modern-day follower of Genghis Khan, all right?
Nobody?
And I think some people should just, if you're going to be that stupid, you should reasonably expect to die.
Which goes back to that boating's not for everybody.
Right.
But everybody's boating.
If you're going to stand up, it's like, remember we did a podcast maybe a couple of years ago when I got into it with a guy on the internet who was a tune captain, and he was trying to tell me how much he knew about, oh, well, it takes skill to run this pontoon through Hollover Inlet. Okay? No. All right? That's a guy. If you take a pontoon boat through the Hollover Inlet on a rough day, you should reasonably expect to die. If you get up on the bow of your boat, and it's 4 to 6 in that inlet with 3 seconds apart, if it's even that, and they're stacked up on an outgoing tide and a hard incoming, hard east wind, all right? If you're going to go and do something that stupid, you should reasonably expect to get seriously injured, if not get killed. And, and they're all doing it for the gram.
Dude.
They're all doing it for the gram.
It is crazy, too, because my clients get on the boat, and they're like, oh, this is that inlet that I watch online?
Yeah.
And they get and
they get nervous.
They're seriously scared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, take it easy.
I had a client who her dream was to buy a boat and take it through the Hollover Inlet. That was like she told me that was her dream.
Was that adventure? Was that like climbing Mount Everest?
This was like, but whatever. She saw so many of these videos that she became enamored with the Hollover Inlet, and one day her dream was to take, and I made that dream come true.
Well, good job. Okay,
yeah, but it was a calm day.
Lower the bar.
Let's lower the bar, but at the same time, you know, she loved her boat, and she can't run the boat, but she loves her boat, and she just, for whatever the reason, she just wanted to be a part of that thing, that culture, that whatever that is. Okay. But we did it in a safe way, and she did it with a guy who knows what the hell he's doing, me. And, you know, I made that happen for her. And she was absolutely ecstatic about it. I mean, it made her day.
Come on, dude.
I'm telling you. Okay? I'm telling you. And that's all right. Fine. Listen, if your goal is to buy a boat and go through the Hollover and, you know, be a part of that and get filmed and wave hello to everybody, and maybe one of these days you'll see yourself on the IG or on some Facebook group, Okay. All right. Fine. I don't know what we did before all of this.
Well, it's amazing to me that the sandbar and the inlet are right next to one another.
Yeah.
And that's like the dream, to go through Hullover Inlet and to hang out on that sandbar.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, listen, but you know what though? I'm not going to disparage people for wanting to take their boat to the sandbar and chill for a day. That's fine. I'm not going to disparage them for that. Listen, not everybody wants to do the same things that you and I do. Everybody has different ideas on what makes a nice day on the boat. That's fine. But when you're doing stupid things with boats on purpose, for the purposes of becoming IG famous and seeing yourself on something that quite frankly doesn't even matter, then you have to really seriously reevaluate your decision-making paradigms. Because I've seen people, and I don't understand it, I've seen guys that'll go out there and, you know, $1.5 million yellow fins on a super rough day, and there's no rods in the boat, so they're not going fishing. They've got a bunch of people on the boat, and they stuff the bow, or they take a big one over, you know, and it's like, why are you even there? What decision-making paradigm do you possess that you think that it's a great idea to go offshore on a day where it's blowing 25 out of the east or northeast on an outgoing tide, and you think that's a good idea?
Anything to get Instagram famous, bruh.
Exactly.
Bruh.
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 All right? And I just don't get it. And it's across the board. It's not just with boats. It's with politics. Everybody thinks that they're a freaking expert on something. And that's why I'm starting to pull back on these groups. It's toxicity. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need it.
I don't know, Norm. I think you're stressing out. I think this is a buy stress. Something else is really bothering you.
No, not really. I mean, that's just kind of, you know, you get to a certain point in your life, and maybe it's been happening for me over the course of the last year, where I'm just shedding. I've got a different attitude towards everything, and I'm just kind of like, you know what? Is this really important?
I'm going to reach out to the Wavy Boats guy. I'm going to get him on the fucking podcast.
Oh, God, that would be great. That would be a great podcast.
That would be.
Okay? And let me be in the room when that happens.
No, that'd be the three of us.
Because I'm going to fry him.
What do you mean get a
no,
fry
I'm not going to fry him. But you know what, though? Seriously, at what point do these people become, I don't know, part of the problem? And there's a good question. If I'm not in the room, I want you to ask that guy this question. All right? At what point does your page become a part of the problem? Because they're contributing to a very serious problem that's very real, and that's boater safety. And they're contributing to a lack of boater safety, if that's the correct terminology for it. They're contributing to people becoming willfully negligent.
Yeah, but that's not. It's never going to apply to them, just like it doesn't never apply to the newspaper or the magazines or TV or anything else.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it can, because when you are printing information, when you're putting stuff out there that people take action on, then yes, you can become. What's it called? It's like liability. You become a liability. And you can be found liable.
Yeah, but that's going to fall under the freedom of speech, the friggin' freedom of press, that kind of thing.
And yeah, but you can't just always. I guess the whole thing with Trump, okay. And I'll put this out there. A lot of the people are saying, well, Trump incited a riot. Now that has yet to be determined. But if you are inciting bad behavior, that is an actionable cause. And you can find yourself in hot water. Now, I wonder, sooner or later, let's just say a guy goes out in his bow rider and he puts somebody in the bow. I saw it. They posted one a day or so ago,
right,
where a guy was just getting bounced around, and you know that guy got hurt. He absolutely had to have been hurt. You cannot put a human body through what that guy went through without there being repercussions. And I'm sure he went to a doctor. I'm sure he was hurt. And at what point, if that guy were to go to court and a prosecuting attorney gets him on the stand and says, why did you operate your boat in that way? And let's just say he's brutally honest and he says, well, the guy from Wavy Boats was over there and we wanted to get Instagram famous.
Right.
Okay. At what point does the guy from Wavy Boats become a liability? At what point does that guy get sued? Now, I don't think it would ever work. I think it would get laughed out of court. But you know something? It might cause that guy from Wavy Boats to spend $10,000 on an attorney to defend it.
Yeah, maybe.
And do you really want to be in that position? Is it really worth it? Are you monetizing that page so well that taking that chance of putting yourself in that position is worth it? I don't know.
I don't know. I think they'd probably be better off going after Google than the Wavy Boats guy.
Maybe, but I mean, you always go for the deepest pockets.
Facebook,
but yeah,
or
whatever.
Instagram, whatever the fuck the companies are. I don't know, dude. I think you're reading too much into it. Like the other day, I just played along with the fool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's cool. You know, it's not the first fool that we've played along with.
No, we play along with a lot of fools. That's what we do for a living.
Well, you know. Dude, I called the audience fools for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all a fool in our own way.
Yeah.
Like getting pissed at the Wavy Boats guy. That might be foolish.
It might be. But then again, at the same time, if that guy didn't exist, if nobody was out there recording that and putting it on social media, do you think that as many people would be acting the fool with their boats and treating them like carnival rides? I don't think so.
I don't think so
either. It didn't used to be that way.
Lots of things didn't used to be that way. I used to have an arm wrestling bench at my bar. When shit hit the fan, you'd say, okay, you'd arm wrestle. The winner fucking takes all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the way it used to be. If the guy didn't want arm wrestling and wanted to be a jerk, you might punch him in the face. That's the way it used to be.
Right.
It ain't like that no more.
No.
Now everybody's an expert and they freaking lash out on comments on social media and you're letting it get to you.
Yeah. That's why I'm leaving some of these groups. Like I said,
dude, don't be groupless.
I'm going to be mostly groupless.
Don't
I figure
be.
By the end of the week, I'm going to have maybe 3 or 4 groups that I find useful.
You should start a group for the groupless.